Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode of Living Line Outdoors. On the mic with you. It's Wednesday. It's study time. We are, I don't even know how many weeks into our study on the Holy Spirit. We have spent a great deal of time talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, who He is for us, in us, with us, around us, whatever it may be, how to operate in the Holy Spirit. Been a very powerful time that we've spent. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it's teaching you how to get deeper into the Lord, how to get closer to Him in all that you do. We're in second week into our new study. I did the first week of this, I did on the road, so it was maybe a little bit disjointed sound-wise, but this is Supernatural Power for Everyday People. It's a little study I ran across. I really liked it. So this is week two of Supernatural Power for Everyday People. What do you do when you feel like God isn't speaking to you? John Kilpatrick, the pastor of Brownsville Assembly, Pensacola, Florida, the great revival church that broke out in the late 90s, he wrote a book called When the Heavens Are Brass. In other words, it's like the heavens are made out of brass. Nothing's getting in, nothing's getting out. Your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. What do you do when you feel like that God isn't speaking to you? Now, we must remember in these painful moments, and sometimes it's a season of life, that our relationship with God isn't identical to our relationship with other people. Our relationship with God's way different than it is with normal everyday people, even whether it's family or friends or whatever it may be. Our relationship with God comes at a whole nother level. There's the issue of visibility, of course. We can't see God. Even friends you don't live close to can be seen online or heard on the phone, or you can dialogue with them instantaneously at times. Relationship with God is less instant. It's less tangible as far as the physical realm is concerned. And yet the Bible still speaks of our relationship with God in terms of realness, of intimacy, and of depth. God isn't just sending messages. In fact, He is making friends. That's what we do. We build a relationship with Him on an eternal basis. John chapter 15, verse 15 says, "No longer do I call you servants," Jesus said to His disciples. "I have called you friends." Developing relationship, building friendship. The sweetness of this declaration falls to truly justify its power. I mean, think about that. The sweetness of Jesus calling you His friend. That's an amazing thing, but it fails to truly justify the power that comes in a friendship with a holy God. Jesus Christ is the holy and the anointed King of the universe. He upholds the universe. He is ferocious. He's the ferocious lion of Judah, but yet He's the spotless Lamb of God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, in the flesh, God incarnate. And yet He called these ruffians, these rednecks that He ran with, as well as He's calling us, those surrendered to Him, friends. It's a relational factor. Though they or we, neither one, are worthy to untie His sandals, but yet He embraces us wholeheartedly. This relates quite well to Exodus 33:11, which tells us that God used to speak to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. I love that passage of Scripture. Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, it says, "And so the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as man speaks to his friend. When Moses returned to the camp, his attendant Joshua, the son of Nun," what a name, a young man would not depart from the tent, because Moses had been in the presence of the Lord. He had been face to face with God, and there was something about Moses that this young man wanted it to rub off on him. He didn't want to leave the tent because he wanted to be in that same presence. Moses had been in the presence with face to face with God Himself. I don't rightly know what all of this conversation may have entailed, but it certainly indicates a close relationship between the two, that Moses met with God face to face. Now, you know, there's all kinds of biblical principle behind this. We hear the story when Moses went up the mountain, God's presence descended upon the mountain, God's glory descended upon the mountain. There was lightning, there was thunder, there was smoke. They all thought that Moses was dead. He's up there having a conversation with the Lord, and he asked God to let him see his face. Now, this refers to, "I used to speak to Moses face to face," but God didn't let Moses see his face. He said, because you can't see my face. Our physical makeup isn't, we're not ready to see that kind of power, that kind of glory. But he said, I'll allow you to see me from behind. In other words, I'll put you in the crevice of the rock. I'm going to cover you with my hand as I pass by, because if you see my glory, it'll kill you. Our physical format just can't handle that kind of power. But what happened in that moment, when Moses came down the mountain, he was glowing like a light bulb. He had literally been in the glory of God, and that glory had gotten on him. Think about that for a minute, face to face with God, being in God's presence so close that you're talking like you're talking with a friend face to face. The Bible also references all the way back in Genesis with Adam. It says that Adam and God walked in the cool of the evening in the midst of the garden, just talking. I love that. I love the picture that comes to in my mind, hanging out with God, just strolling through the garden, talking to the creator of the universe. I mean, how humbling can that be, right? What does it look like to speak face to face with God? Now, I imagine it might have involved something called Christophany. I'm not real sure how to pronounce that, which is an appearance or a non-physical manifestation of the Son of God who could relate with Moses visibly, audibly, even tangibly. Now, we know he came in the format of fire because he talked to Moses out of a burning bush that didn't burn up. Now, can you imagine that? A brush pile on fire that never quits, that the sticks don't even burn up. It's just a fire in the midst of a bush. He spoke to Moses first out of that burning bush, told him he was standing on holy ground, remove your sandals. Remember the passage of scripture? But this appearance or non-physical manifestation, it maybe came in as in the form of Jesus and the Son of God that could relate to Moses visibly. Maybe he could see him. Obviously, he could hear him. I don't know that he could touch him tangibly. I don't know how that worked. I mean, God is spirit, the Holy Spirit, but Jesus had a physical body. Now, he's resurrected now. He's got his glorious body, so I don't know how that all works. Now, think about this. Well, we have other examples of such. These are called theophanies, which is a visible appearance of God. A visible appearance of God. Throughout the Old Testament, we see this, but Exodus 33:11 is one of my favorites because it displays the glory of the Lord Most High in a very intimate, in a very brotherly, in a very relational way. God isn't wrestling with Moses as he did with Jacob or spiritually disintegrating him as with Elijah. He is chatting with Moses. Like you and I might chat around a campfire, maybe cozy at a cozy table at a local diner or coffee over breakfast. Now, this scene really does make me think of Moses roasting hot dogs or having a cup of coffee with God. And I don't mean to take away from God's glory or his power, but that's how this is being pointed out here. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face. He just hung out with him and talked with him in a relational format. The scene really does make me think of that. Don't you long for such an experience? When's the last time that you slowed down and just spent some quality time with the Lord? Now, I'm not talking about asking him for something. I'm not talking about, you know, talking about problems or struggles or dealing with sin or anything like that. I'm just talking about hanging out with the Lord, maybe thanking him for all the things, all the blessings, all the stuff that he's given us. Maybe just thanking him for creation itself. Man, I love the outdoors. I love being in the outdoors. You've heard me say I love blending my passion for Christ with my passion for the outdoors, my passion for hunting and fishing and just hanging out. I love watching his creation. You know, maybe just sitting with him and having a conversation about all the colorful birds that Ron and I get to see on our feeders. Yeah, we're old people now. We sit in our recliners. We look out our front window at our bird feeders. Rhonda yells at the blackbirds because she doesn't like them because they come in and eat everything. We like the little pretty birds, the cardinals, and we've got so many different ones that we flagged in a little book that we've got about Oklahoma birds, and we get new sightings every now and again. We get real excited when a new bird shows up. But can you imagine sitting with God, talking about all those birds, all the colorations? Why'd you make that one so different, but why do these look so much alike? Why does this species speak loud, this species doesn't? Why does this species sing like a choir and this one just chirps? You know, there's so many things. You know, all these questions of why. What about all of these other things that you've created, God? Not just animals, but the trees and the grass and the ticks. Why did you create ticks? God, I really want to know why you created ticks. Or mosquitoes. I mean, I understand the birds eat mosquitoes, but seriously, mosquitoes? We could have fed them a different way. You know, we could have put more grain heads on some grass. That would have been nicer. But there's all kinds of questions that would come to my mind when just sitting with God in a relational format, sitting on the back porch swing, just chilling. All the clouds, looking at the clouds and the formations, and you know, just it's. Can you imagine for just a moment what that would be like? Are you seeking this type of relationship with God? Now, God and I have conversations all the time. I love my conversation time with God. I love my deer stand time, my windshield time, my quiet times. I've sat in a deer stand with big old flakes of snow coming down. The ground was covered in snow. It was just pouring snow. Do you realize it gets so quiet in the midst of a snowfall that you can literally hear the flakes hitting the ground like raindrops? I was amazed, but I took the time to notice that, and I thought, how cool. How cool a God do we serve who created such a scene, such beauty, and what it does and what it's for. Incredible. Have you ever thought about what it would be like just to hang out with the creator of the universe, God himself? Just chill, hang out, watch your favorite movie, have a Coke, hang out on the back porch, drink lemonade. Can you think about what that would be like? I mean, Adam walked with him in the cool of the garden in the evening. They just hung out. I have and I do think about these things on a regular basis. In John chapter 15:15, it says, I do not call you servants any longer, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you my friends, because I have revealed to you everything that I have heard from my Father. That's what Jesus was saying. I don't call you servants any longer. You're not slaves to sin anymore. You're not bound by anything. Now I call you friends, because before you didn't know what the master was up to. But now that you know me, you know my Father. What a incredible sight. The times that we feel like God is distant, the times that we, just like the question at the very beginning, you know, what do you do when you feel like God isn't speaking to you? Everything I just talked about, hanging out in his creation, with him in his presence, listening. You know, we spend a lot of time jibber-jabbering away for wants, needs, struggles, pressures, whatever may come in life, physical challenges, health challenges, whatever it may be. And I spend a great deal of my time crying out to God in those same ways. I struggle with those things, just as anybody else does. But to just chill with him, to just hang out with God. Because see, oftentimes the reason we're not hearing him speak is because we're not listening. We're too busy asking, too busy seeking, too busy yapping to hear that still small voice trying to speak back to us. Get in his presence. When you feel like you're in a season or a time where God's not talking to you, shut up. Get quiet before the Lord and give him the room to speak back to you. Amen. What an incredible time. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for spending the evening with me. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, following along on our website and our podcasts, and following along with us on Facebook. Ron and I treasure our relationships with each of you. We treasure our relationships of allowing us into your life from time to time, speaking into your life. I pray desperately that it's challenging you to be stronger, to draw closer to the Lord. That's what this is all about. We're in a time that is volatile, but we don't have to be volatile. We can be at peace of knowing we've got a future ahead, but we need to share that future with everybody we can, that same story that will set them free, that set us free. Amen. Ron and I love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your financial support, all of your prayer support. If you feel like supporting us financially or joining with us on this journey, pray with us. All of our giving links are available to you on our website, or pinned right at the top of our Facebook page. Love to have your support financially, but prayerfully for certain. We need you. We need you on our team. God bless you guys. If you need anything at all, message us. Shoot us a message, a prayer request, whatever it may be. We'd love to pray with you. continue to fight with us as we seek out that which is lost so that they may be found. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you again real soon.